This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kava terer tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wechina chikunguru 21 2016. Makaterera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
ZANU-PF, to us, is our political home. Hapana kwatinoenda isusu. Tingatosiyiwemo nevanofunga kuti tatadza kusvika zvokutadza kugarisana nesu.
Vesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vanoti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vave kufanira kusiya basa nekuti vakonewa. Mutungamiri weMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai voendeswa kudare repamusoro nekudoma kwavakaita vatevedzeri vavo vaviri. Hurumende inozivisa mazuva inofungira kuti ichatambirisa vashandi vayo mihoro yachikunguru. Mumiriri weMaRepublicans vaDonald Trump votarisirwa kutaura manerano pamusangano weMaRepublicans weconvention uri kuitirwa kuCleveland kuOhio. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vamwe vaimbove varwihondo yerusununguko vaungana muHarare nhasi vakakurudzira kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vasiye basa nekuti ndivo vokonzera kuti zvinhu zviipe munyika. Vakarwa hondo ava vapikawo kuti hakuna munhu achavamisa kuti vataure kuti ndiani achatora chigaro chemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kana vachinge vasiya basa. Iyi nyaya yagara ichipa kuti paite ropa rakaipa pakati pevakarwa hondo nemutungamiri wenyika vaMugabe. Vakarwa hondo ava vanoti vari kubatwawo neseri kweruoko nebato reZANU-PF. Mutoro wedu enhau Patricia Mudadigwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Mumusangano waitwa paRealton Sports Club, vaimbova varwi vorusununguko ava varatidza ukasha uye vashora zvikuru kudzingwa kwasachigaro wavo vaChristopher Mutsvangwa muhurumende uye mudare reparamende. Vanoona nezvekuburitswa kwemashoko musangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaDouglas Maia vanoti vanorwadzwa zvikuru nekudzingwa kwevanhu mubato ravanoti ndivo vakarivamba. Vamaiya vapika kuti vaMutsvangwa hakuna kwavanoenda.
ZANU-PF, to us, is our political home. Hapana kwatinoenda isusu. Tingatosiyiwemo nevanofunga kuti tatadza kusvika zvokutadza kugarisana nesu. Ndozoenda kumwe kunonzinda nemunhu ari kundifungira kwazvo kuti chienda. Hapana anoenda. Hapana anofunga kuenda kumwe kuri ikoko kuenda. Hapana.
Mumwe murwi wehondo yorusununguko vaAbraham Tsikwa vabva kuMashonaland East vaudza musangano uyu kuti pfungwa dzavo ndedzekuti varwi vorusununguko vasaenda kunopemberera zororo remagamba rinorangarirwa muna Nyamavhuvhu wega wega.
Ayo kuyero seka tida kutotaura vana veZimbabwe kuti must boycott chatinocelebrate chacho nhasi chii? Kudzingwa mumusangano kucelebrate kushupika kuri kuita macomrades uko. Urombo hwedu, we are mocking vanhu vakafira nyika ino. Vanotiseka mapfupa ese akangoti bvuo 36 years tasununguka. Mapfupa ese they are scattered, hansatamboitwa reburial. Saka chatino titiri kuselebreta mnyika muno chii.
Vaho inbila, mumoho zvakare murwi worusununguko vati nguva yasvika yekuti varwi worusununguko vachinyatsobudirana pachena nehurumende yavamugabe.
Isusu, maho veterans, taona kuti kwatabva upenyu hataa kupona hauna chiyamuro. Hapana anotinunura. And uyewo taakutoda kuti tionane navo because vamwe vazhinji vari mumagovernment. Havazivi chinonzi hondo. Vanofunga takaenda kumafaro kana taifara. But zvavasingazivi ndezvekuti havagoni kutipatsanura kubva kune vanhu. Vese vanhu ivavo havatirasi.
Mumwe murwi werusununguko asina kuda kudomwa nezita audzawo musangano wekuti sevarwi vehondo vane kodzero yekutaura kuti masimba achazoenda kunani kana vamugabe vachinge vabva pachigaro. Vamugabe vakambozivisa kuti zvekuda kutaura nezvekuti ndiana achatora chigaro chavo zvinogona kukonzera kunetsana munyika zvichitoguma zvodzora yavanoti hondo seyakaitika mumatebeleland nemidlands yegukura hundi. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Patricia Mudadigwa.
Nengo mbiri dzebatore MDCT dzinoti vapatiswa nemurimoga nava George Rice nhasi dzaendesa mutungamiri webato iri vamogenitsvangirai pamwe nebatore MDCT kumataredzi mosva dzichipikisa kudoma kwavakaita Vailas Mudzuri pamwe navanelson Chamisa sevamwe vevatevedzeri vavo. Mumagwaro asvitswa kudare repamusoro reHigh Court muHarare nemagweta emugia and Macharaga Law Chambers ayo ari kumirira varume vaviri ava. Nengo mbiri idzi dziri kuti bumbiro remitemo yebato reMDCT aripe mutungamiri webato masimba ekudoma vatevedzeri vake sezvo masimba aya ari muvanhu. Gweta riri kumirira vaviri ava vazivanai Macharaga vanoti vatosvitsa mapepa ekudare aya kuna vatsvangirai pamwe nebato reMDCT uye vose vari mapepa ekudare aya vane mazuva gumi ekuti vapikise nyaya iyi. Vamwe vakwirirwa kudare ndavachamisa navamudzuri pamwe chete nasachigaro weMDCT. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yataita navamacharaga pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Icho kwadi George Rice naPatterson Murimoga vaendesa nyaya kuburikidza nemagweta avo Isusu kudare repamusoro reHigh Court vachinyunyuta kusimudzirwa kwakaita vaNelson Chamisa navaElias Mudzuri kuvaiswa paposition yeDeputy President weMDC.
Zvii chaizvo zviri kupokana nevarume vavira?
Varume vavira vanoti ivo vamoge nzvangira havana simba rekunongedzera anova mutevedzeri wepati kuti ndiani. Simba iroro rine ruzhinji rwevanhu veMDC vanobva kumaprovinsi akasiyana-siyana eMDC. Ivawo maprovinsi iwayo ndiwo anotanga nekudoma vanhu vavanofungidzira kuti ndiwo vanogona kuva vatevedzeri vemukuru wepati. MDC. Maprovinsi iwayo paanozoenda kuCongress ndokunozosvikwa kuchizovhoterwa hakudomwi munhu. Saka ivo vari kurambirana nepfungwa yekuti simba iri rinogona kupuwa munhu mumwe chete mubato ravo reMDC. Vari kuti isimba reruzhinji pajekerera reMDC.
Takamboitawo hurukuro navatsvangirai vakati bumbiro ravo remitemo rinovapa masimba ekuita izvozvo. Sei nengo dzebato dzisiri kunzwisisa ipapo?
Tino ipapo nengo dzatiri kutaura idzi dzinopikisana nazvo. Vatsvangirai havana simba iroro. Handifunge kuti MDC ingatonzi yava kumura bumbiro ravo zvakadaro. Bumbiro ravo riri pachena rinoonekwa. Zvataura izvozvi zvakatonyorwa pasi kuti maprovinsi ndo anonominata. Anominata Congress yozovota. Handifungi kuti ingava party yeruzhinji rwevanhu zvokungoti vatsvangira vanomuka vadoma munhu anoti ush ndiye. Uye zvakare bumbiro ravo haritendi zvavari kutaura izvozvo vatsvangirai.
Asi varume vamuri kumirira ava vanowirirana here nenyaya yekuti bato ringe riine vatevedzeri vevatungamiri vatatu?
Varume vatiri kumirira ava vari kuti izvozvo ngazvive sarudzo.
Saka inotarisirwa kunzwikwa riini kumatare?
Vatsvangirai nevamwe vavo vane mazuva gumi ekushandura mapepa aya.
Vanga vari vaziva nai Macharaga Gweta rinoshanda nemugia and Macharaga Law Chambers vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Mutauriri wavatsvangirai vaLuke Tamborinyoka vaudza Studio 7 kuti titaure neGweta ravatsvangirai vaInnocent Chagonda avo vati tivachaire nhare mangwana. Mutauriri weMDCT vaObert Gutu vaudzawo Studio 7 kuti vanga vasati vanzwa nezvenyaya iyi sezvo vanga vari mune mumwe musangano. Zvichakadaro vaimbova nhengo yeparamende vaBlessing Chebundo avainge vambosungwa mushure mekuratidzira kwakaitika mukwekwe mukupera kwesvondo vanoti vaburitswa mutirongo nevamwe vavo. Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata vaChebundo kuti tinzwe zvizhinji.
Mabhurisa akamboona vanhu vachiita akateera vanhu vakaita zvakanaka vasangana musvindo. Pakunopera kwezuva vanhu vaakubuda mutaunhu vatobva mugreade toti Central Business District. Mapurisa ndokubva atanga kudira vanhu mvura kana matiegas ndobva akaita kuparira mhanya. Parira mhanya raitika ndakanzwakuti mamwe mapurisa chaivo aitotiza vanhu vaitotizawo mvura ivo isingati vanhu vakakura kwaari. Saka vanhu vakaita successful protest march mukwekwe izvozvo zvega ndozvakazoita kuti mapurisa achitevera nekuzotitorawo nesu wamusi womuvhuro uno wapfuura uri achiti imimi leadership inisa MPU MDC area nevamwe maleaders munonzi makapatsepotsera matombo mukatema mapurisa motai mapurisa tinodiwa vanhu vakawanda vakaita izvozvo. Saka ndonyaya yatakabatirwa iyoyo ndobva taiswa muchitopisi. Takangoona kuti inyaya yekuda kutikaurisa michando asi hazvina kudhamira masipirisi edu ndo zvakaitika bhezinzino.
Vanhu vangani vakanga vasungwa apa?
Iko zvino so far vanga vasungwa vanhu 38.
Vaimbova nhengo yeparamende vaBlessing Chebundo vari parunhare mukwekwe naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Gurukotari zvemabasa nevashandi amai Priska Mfumira vanonzi nhasi vazivisa mazuva anofungidzwa kuti hurumende ingangobhadhara vashandi vayo mihoro yachikunguru. Vari muchiuto vanonzi vave kutarisirwa kuwana mihoro yavo musi wa25 mwedzi uno vachiteverwa nevezveutano avanonzi vanotarisirwa kutambira mari dzavo musi wa27. Mapurisa avanosimbotambira vachiteverana nemauto vanonzi vave kuwana mihoro yavo musi wa29 mwedzi uno pamwe chete nevashandi vekumajeri. Vari muboka rezvedzidzo vave kutarisirwa kutambira musi wa2 nyamavhuvhu unove mwedzi unouya vachiteverwa nevashandi vehurumende vose musi wa6 nyamavhuvhu. Vari pamudyandigere vave kutarisirwa kuzotambira mihoro yavo musi wa12 nyamavhuvhu. Sachigaro wesangano rinomirira vashandi vehurumende reApex Council amai Cecilia Alexander vanoti vatambira nemufaro mazuva aya kunyange hazvo mihoro iyi iri kunonoka kuuya. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
National Army inotambira musi wa25 July. Vakoti nevese vanoshanda kuhealth sector musi wa27 July. Vemapurisa nevanoshanda kumaprisons musi wa29 July. Education sector vanova vadzidzisi vedu vakatapira musi wa2 August. Then vamwe vese vashandi vehurumende vanova rest of the civil service vachatapira musi wa6 August.
Saka
pensheni vese vachazowana pensheni yavo musi wa12 August. Ndo mazuva akatorwa nehurumende avachange vachibhadhara.
Imi matambira sei mazuva aya? Tichiona kuti vazhinji vanga vachichema kuti panozopera mwedzi vanenge vasisina chekufambisa kana chekubata.
Isusu nofunga munoziva kuti takagara tichiti vashandi vanofanira kuti vawane mari mwedzi iwoyo wavanenge vashanda. Zvichireva kuti tanga tichitotarisira kuti mihoro yaJulai inongowanikwa muno muna Julai. Asi zvisinei tazotarisawo tichiona kuti tichitarisawo manonokero akaita hurumende mwedzi wapera. Tichitarisa pamusoro pemazuva acho taona kuti hurumende inenge yatiimprovhei zvokuti taona kuti zvinhu zvokuti zviri kuratidza kuti pamwe mwedzi unouya zvinhu zvinenge zvagadzirika. Nokuti vakafamba nemafambiro avaita iko zvino mazuva avamovha nawo zvinoratidza chose kuti August tinogona kuti tadzokera pamazuva ataitambira kare.
Tinoona kuti vari muboka rezveutano vanenge vakasika kuwaniswa mihoro mumwedzi uno wachikunguru, tichienzanisa nemimwe mwedzi yapfuura yavaigara vachigunun'una kuti vari kupiwa mari nguva dzapera ivo vari essential service. Matambirawo sei danho irori?
Isu tatozvitambira, ndozvatinotofarira. Zvokutoti mukatotarisa nyangwe zvimwe zvichemo zvatanga takaendesa kuhurumende ndezvekuti varapi nevese vanoshanda kuhealth sector ngavanopa essential service. Saka ngavaonekwe kuti vatambira nekukurumidza, nokuti maitikira azvanga zvichiita zvanochiita sekuti pane mamwe maministries anga akukosheswa kudarika vanoti pautano.
Saka imi muchagara rini sevashandi vehurumende muchizeya mazuva abva kuhurumende?
Isu tichagara nemuhuro.
Vanga vari sachigaro weApex Council amai Cecilia Alexander vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Masangano anomirira vashandi nevashandirwi akumikidza hurumende kuti igadzirise zviri kunetsa munyaya dzezveupfumi munyika kuitira kuti vashandi vemuZimbabwe vasaende kune dzimwe nyika kwavanonzi vari kunobatwa senhapwa. Mutoro wedu enhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Vachitaura pamusangano waitirwa muHarare wekutsvaga nzira dzekupedzwa kwedambudziko revashandi vanobatwa zvisirizvo waitirwa muHarare, mukuru anomirira sangano reInternational Labour Organization muZimbabwe nekuNamibia amai Hapolang Pororo vati Zimbabwe inofanira kugadzirisa zviri kunetsa munyaya dzeupfumi kuitira kuti veruzhinji vade kugara munyika yavo. Mashoko amai Pororo atsinirwa nemutungamiriri wesangano revashandirwi reEmployers Confederation of Zimbabwe kana kuti MCOS vaJohn Mufukare.
Hurumende inofanira kugadzirisa mamiriro akaita zvino kuti bhizimusi rigokwanisa iro kuva rinoshanda zvakanaka richipa vanhu mabasa.
Vatoende pidhure avo vanoshanda nesangano rinomirira vashandi vemudzimba reZimbabwe Domestic and Allied Workers Union kana kuti ZIDAU iro riri pasi peZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions vati upfumi hwenyika kana husina kumira zvakanaka vanhu vazhinji vanopedzisira votiza munyika vachinotsvaga chouviri kune dzimwe nyika, zvinoitawo zvakare kuti upfumi hwenyika yavanenge vatiza hurambe huchienda kumawere sezviri kuitika muZimbabwe pari zvino.
Hakuna munhu ada kusiya musha wake achinokwasha kunyika dziri kure. Zvakasununguka zvikuru kuti munhu ange achishanda achigara pedo nemhuri yake achigara pedo neveukama, asi chinozoonekwa chichiitika ndechekuti mukana wokuwana mabasa munyika yedu uri kuenda uchiita mushoma.
Zvichakadai munyori mubazi rezvevashandi Vangoni Masoka vati hurumende iri kuedza pose painogona napo kugadzirisa matambudziko akatarisana nenyika kuitira kuti vashandi vemuZimbabwe vasazowanikwa vachienda kune dzimwe nyika kwavari kunobatwa muhutapwa. VaMasoka vaudza Studio 7 kuti pane madzimai 13 asvika munyika nhasi achibva kuKuwait ayo anonzi aibatwa senhapwa kwavaishanda muZimba. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Nhasi ndiro zuva riri kutarisirwa kuti vachamirira bato remaRepublicans musarudzo vaDonald Trump vange vachitaura pamusangano wavo kana kuti Republican National Convention uri kuitwa kuCleveland kuOhio. VaTrump vari kutarisirwa kutambira zviri pamutemo kusarudzwa kwavakaitwa kuti vange vachimirira bato ravo. Vakambokwikwidzana navaTrump musarudzo dzemaprimary, Senator Marco Rubio naGovernor Scott Walker vakataura nezuro pamusangano uyu. Asi Senator Cruz vakaramba kubuda pachena vachitsigira vaTrump zvakapa kuti vasveredzwe neveruzhinji. Mukuseya nyaya iyi, chioneso jani weStudio 7 abata vaDan Moyo vanova sachigaro MDCT mudunhu reAmerica.
Well, convention iyi inoratidza kuti maRepublican havana kubatana sezvaifungwa nevanhu kuti maybe pavanosvika kuconvention vanenge vabatana united kuti varwise maDemocrats. Tazviona nezuro kuti kuchine nyaya pakati paDonald Trump naTed Cruz nenyaya yekuti Ted Cruz aramba kuendoza Donald Trump akangomukongratulata chete but haana kumendoza. Saka inini kwandiri zoreva kuti masupporters aCruz vachiringe vatsiri right nezviri kuitika and havasati vanyatsoda kuti vabatane na Donald Trump.
Zvii zvamuri kutarisira kubva kuna vaTrump vari kutaura nhasi?
Tofunga zvinenge zvangofanana nezvatinogara tichinzwa vachingoti vada kuisa America mberi havadi maforeigners maimmigrants vanotorera vanhu mabasa. Zvinhu zvavangodaro zviri negative zvatinoona kunge hazvisi kuvaka nyika because nyika inotozira tete kuti nyika yakavakiwa nemaimmigrants. Zvinowo zvoti maimmigrants vasauye pano.
Zvii zvatingadzidzwe neZimbabwe pane zviri kuitika izvi?
Zimbabwe inofanira kudzidza kuti democracy ndiyo nzira yekuti vanhu vasununguke kuti muno muAmerica from the time of primary both democrats and republicans achiitiwa for almost 9 months coverage yanga iripo muma TV muma radio munhu wese aitonzwa masides ese ari kutaurwa neyava varoda kutungamira nyika. KuZimbabwe hapana zvese izvozvo. Opposition party inotorambidza nyanzvi voters roll chaiyo kuti vaone kuti kune ma registered voters vangani kuti tozotaura zvekuti vabudiswe pa TV pama campaign avo kana kuti pama radio zvese izvozvo zvipo zvoratidza kuti hakuna democracy kuZimbabwe because hakuna kusununguka kutaura zvaunoda pamusoro penyika yako.
Vanga vari vaDan Moyo vane chizvarwa cheZimbabwe uye vari sachigaro weMDCT mudunhu reUS vari parunare kuVirginia muno muAmerica nachioneso Jani weStudio 7. Gurukota runona nezvekuburiswa kwemashoko Dr. Chris Mushowe vanoti hurumende inogona kumbomira kupa maresinesi ekutepfenyura kumaredhiyo zvichitevera kutadza kuenda pamhepo kwemaredhiyo matanhatu pamakambani emaredhiyo masere akapiwa maresinesi muna 2013. Vamushowe waudza nhengo dzekomiti yeparamende inoona nezvekuburiswa kwemashoko kuti zvinhu zvakaoma munyaya dzezveupfumi uye zviri kubatawo vemaredhiyo uye vanofunga kuti zvingave nani kuzotanga kupa maresinesi kana zvinhu zvagadzikana munyaya dzezveupfumi. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vamushowe vati pane vemaredhiyo masere vakapiwa maresinesi muna 2013 maviri chete anoti Diamond FM yekwamutare yeZim Papers neya FM yeRay of Hope yekuzvishavane ndidzo dzega dzakakwanisa kuenda pamhepo. Mutemo unosungira kuti redhiyo iende pamhepo mukati megore nemwedzi misere yapiwa rezinesi. Kana izvi zvikasaitika, rezinesi rinobva ratorwa. Maradio station anoti Fire FM yekugweru neGogogo FM yekumasvingo eAB Communications, Breeze FM yekuVictoria Falls neSkies Metro FM yekubulawayo, emakambani eFeto Communications pamwe neNyaminyami FM yekukariba neKE100.4E yemuHarare ekambani yeKingstones ndiwo asati aenda pamhepo. Uye vamushowe vati achatorwa maresinesi mwedzi miviri inotevera kana akasaenda pamhepo. Vanoona nezvekutepfenyura musangano reMedia Institute of Southern Africa Zimbabwe chapter Muzvare Koliwe Majamanyoni vanoti zviri kuda kuitwa nehurumende hazvina kunaka uye Zimbabwe Broadcasting Authority ingadai yakaongorora kuti makambani aya ane mari here isati apa maresinesi.
Ndizvo zvaifanirwa kunyatsotarisiswa neBroadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe pekutanga kuti vanhu vava vachagona here kunge vachiwana maprofit.
Vanotiwo mari yakabhadhariswa makambani neveBAZ yemadhora zviri zvinomwe kuti apiwe maresinesi yakawandisa zvikuru. Mukuru weMedia Center vaErnest Mudzengi vaudzawo Studio 7 kuti izvi zvinoratidza pachena vanhu kana kuti makambani akapiwa maresinesi ange asingakodzeri.
Pavakapa vavakapa maresinesi vanga vasina kuzviona here kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka maererano nezveupfumi?
Kana nhengo dzeparamende dzatiwo dzakashamiswa kuti kambani yakaita seKingstones ingapiwe rezinesi rekutepfenyura asiyo ichitoomerwa nebasa rekutengesa mabhuku. Zvichakadai, vamushowe vati hurumende ichapa marezinesi emaredhiyo ekumatunhu kana kuti macommunity radio stations kana chirongwa chedigitization chichinge chapera. Chirongwa ichi chaifanirwa kunge chakapera muna kurume gore rino uye chakatadza kupera nekuda kwekushayikwa kwemari. Rukota rezveupfumi vapati chinamasa vaudzawo komiti nhasi kuti hurumende haina mari yekuita chirongwa ichi uye havazivi kuti mari yacho vachaiwana rini. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Musangano International AIDS Conference uri kuenderera mberi kuDurban kuSouth Africa paine mari inosvika mamiriyoni 10 yaendeswa mukuumba homwe kubatsira vanoita zvehungochani ava vanonzi vari kubatwa zvakanyanya nechirwere chemukondombera asi vachisiyiva muzvirongwa zvekubatsira vanorarama neutachiwana. Nemusi wemugovera vanhu vekumazoe North vanenge vachienda kunovhota kunotsvaga munhu achavamirira mudare reparamende. Varuku kwikwidzana ndava Elias Malukula vebato reRenewal Democrats of Zimbabwe nagavhuna wedunhu reMashonaland Central vaMartin Dina veZANU PF. Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 aita hurukuro nevaviri ava.
Vanhu vekumazoe North handina chakawanda chekuvavimbisa nekuti vari kutoona kare basa rangu rakanaka nematsimba angu pamasvondo mairi matatu atanga tiri muelection. Ndatopinda kare kutoita basa raMP, saka handina zvekuvimbisa nekuti ndiri kutoita basa. Migwagwa ndagadzira, magetsi ndaisa muzvikoro, bhiriji repamvura ranga raita makore raitoda kutobikirwa doro, rama makore ese apfuura risina kugadzirwa.
Vamalukula, manzwa zvataurwa navadina, zvii zvamuri kuvimbisawo vanhu vekumazoe North?
Ya, isusu kuvimbisa tinotanga tataura kazvi zvatakatoita kare. Ndofunga ndogara muno muconstituency, vanhu ndakakurira muno, vanhu vemuconstituency vari kutonwa mvura yandakaisa matsime atorimo mukati umo andakatoisa. And then vana izvozvi vari pachikoro chandakatoisa chiri muno muconstituency. Zvakare nditori neiro bridge riri kutaurwa iroro iro, ndopa ndakatomira zvapa vanondifonera ndikutoona kuti ndofanira kutovakisawo zvakare bridge rino iri bhozi harina chiripo, harina charamboitwa, saka ndikutovimbisawo kuti inini zvandakaita izvozvezvo vanhu vari kutozviziva kuti ndiri kutozviita ende ndiritotarisira kuva nezvinhu zvakatounyanya kuti ndivai ndinoaitira.
Vadina, bridge harina kuvakwa here?
Munhu rega kutaura kwausina kuswera. Bridge iri rakavakwa muna 1977, kari kanarrow bridge kanoita kuti mota dzisakwanisi kupesana zvakanaka. Saka pari kuda kusumudzwa rimwe bridge nokuti paita njodzi dzakawanda kwemakore esaya. Pane vakawanda mumashure vazvitadza zvandaita izvi, kukwanisa kupemha mari kuhurumende kwandiri zvekare. Saka vamarukura ndiri kuvakumbira zvaive munhu anotaura chokwadi, uyezve vabatsirike. Ndiri kuziva kuti havana imba yekugara mumvurwi. Uya kwandiri kuita saMP ndichatovabatsirawo kuti vaone stendi pamastendi atiri kupa mayuthi kuti vaonewo pundutso.
Vamalukula, pindura itinzwa.
Vadinhawo vari kutaura zvinhu zvavasiri kumboita zvisipo paground. Saka ndiri kuvakumbirisa kuti Zimbabwe iri kuziva kubva kare kuti vari shapu pakutaura kusiri kuita. Nekuti makava munobata anyone kuno anokudzai pabridge hapana chiripo. Inini ndiri mukuru weIslamic Church, ndakatotsvaga madonors aya kuti auye kuzovaka chikoro pano muno mumvuri pari pasango nezvese zvandiinazvo. Kana ivo vachitaura vachiti vada kundivakira imba, bhozi vanoziva kuti ndine zvandinoita kuno kucommunity. That's why muri kuvanzwa vari kuti yes, ndaiti kuda kuti yee ndimuvakire imba, bhozi knowing that kuti ini nditori mumwe munhu udevelopa nzvimbo yemvuri. Ivo muenzi vauya kumuzinda wedu kuno.
Vadina, hanzi muri mubva ndiripo, ichokwadi here?
Chisi chokwadi, ndiri mwana weMashonaland Central anova gavhena wenzvimbo ino. Mvuri ndokwangu, guruve ndokwangu. Handina mushure semunhu wemuZimbabwe nokuti munhu wese akasikwa pasi paMwari ane kodzero yekunge ari ikoro kune mumwe. Asi haazvigone izvi, zvinoda chibaba chedevelopment.
Kuti vakaitawo kumaunzaroweni vaakubatsira chibaba chedevelopment yemuhomwe mavo. Aiwa, isusu development yeconstituency yako yandiri kutaura inini aiwaka ngavaiaendekuzira kwavo panogaraiko.
Vamalukula, ai taura itinzwa.
Ndatizo vanopfuura kane nzira vachienda kwana.
Ava vanga vari vaElias Malukula vebato reRDZ. Manzwa zvakare kubva kuna vaMartin Dina veZANU PF. Wavira ava vanga vari parunare kumazoe North naBlessing Zulu. Vateereri musakanganwa chirongwa cheThe Connection chemadzimai apo vari kutarisa kuratidzira kwanga kuchiitwa nebato nevanhu vakawanda kusanganisira vebato rezano PF munyika nekunze kwenyika anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndokusiya mina ndime yake Mwakalele.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri, and good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, July 21st, 2016. We'd like to thank you for joining us this evening live from Washington. I'm Dimyake Mwakalielie. Here are our top stories this evening. War veterans back sacked leader Chris Muchangwa, saying they are prepared to face President Mugabe head on.
The main issue is the firing of Chris Muchangwa as our chairman after we democratically elected him. People are trying to understand whether this act of firing Chris is because he did something wrong or is it because some people want to decapitate us.
MDCT President Morgan Tsvangirai is taken to court for appointing his two new vice presidents.
We filed the application at High Court in which we are seeking that the High Court declare that the appointment of the two, Mr. Nelson Chamisa and Michaela Mzuri, was not in accordance with the MDC Constitution.
Labour and employer organizations say the government should address Zimbabwe's economic crisis to curb human trafficking. And beaten presidential aspirant Teddy Cruz roils the Republican Party convention. These stories and so much more coming up. Stay tuned. Movement for Democratic Change party leader Morgan Tsvangirai was today dragged to court by two party activists who were challenging his appointment of Nelson Chamisa and Elias Mudzuri as his deputies. The complainants are Tsvangirai praise singer Patson Murimoga and one George Rice, who wanted the High Court to nullify the appointments, arguing they violate the party constitution. Their lawyer, Junanai Macharaga, filed papers with the Harare High Court today. The respondents in this matter are Mr. Tsvangirai himself, Mr. Chamisa, Mr. Mudzuri, the MDCT as a party, and its chairperson, Lovemo Moyo. Mr. Tsvangirai now has three deputies, including Tokozani Kupe, whose support base is said to be angry with the MDCT leader. Tsvangirai's lawyer, Innocent Chagonda, told Studio 7 that they were served with the court papers today. VOA reporter Ntungamile Nkomo reached lawyer Macharaga for the plaintiffs, who says Mr. Tsvangirai clearly violated the party constitution, which says his deputies must be appointed at Congress.
We filed the application at High Court in which we are seeking that the High Court declare that the appointment of the two, Mr. Nelson Chamisa and Michaela Mzuri, was not in accordance with the MDC Constitution.
When will it be heard?
Mr. Tsvangirai, together with Mrs. Nelson Chamisa and Ms. Elias Mzuri, have for 10 days to respond to the application to which we have actually served them this afternoon. So the progress of this case will be known in 10 days' time.
From your own reading and understanding of the MDCT Constitution, what does it say exactly about the appointments of such senior positions by the MDCT leader?
Without necessarily preempting the contents of our matter that is already before the court, the substance of our argument is that the position of the deputy president starts with the nomination of the person to the office of the deputy president from the provinces. And then at the Congress of the MDC, that is when the two then be elected. So they have to start with a provincial nomination and then followed by a congressional election. The deputy president's position is never an appointed position in the MDC constitution.
But Mr. Tsvangirai and his surrogates are arguing that these appointments are above board.
Mr. Tsvangirai must understand that the party has got a constitution, and the constitution provides that the provinces have to nominate the deputy president, and the Congress has to vote. Surely all these powers cannot rest in the hands of one person. And after all, we have a constitution that is there. The last one that was amended in 2014, November, in the last Congress.
Lawyers Vanai Macharaga for litigants Patson Murumoga and George Rice were suing Mr. Tsvangirai. For perspectives, Ntungamile Nkomo reached analyst Nkululeko Sibanda, who says Tsvangirai made a big blunder.
What is happening here and what is surprising is that the president has in fact taken a step that further cracks the party and gives impetus to the move by those who are opposed to him to actually take a step against him and to actually defy him. And I do not know why Mr. Tsvangirai would have done that. I think he would have been better off finding ways or finding individuals who would certainly not be challenged by anybody who would help him unify the party behind him. It may therefore be that the president thought that he had to do this in order to deal with a much bigger problem than the opposition that will arise from his appointment.
Could the party be headed for yet another split?
I think it is possible that the party may split even further. There are some people already speculating that the move itself was designed to stop those who are appointed from splintering or from joining somebody else. So it may be that President Tsvangirai has decided that a split by those who were opposed to the current appointments is better than the split, split if it had been carried out by those who have been appointed and those who are aligned to them. But I think that the impetus for a split is pretty high, and that there are movements on the ground indicating that some people are thinking about completely defying Morgan Tsvangirai, including those that have gone to court as we speak. There are certainly a lot of people on the ground working alongside Ms. Kupe who are willing to defy the president if need be.
Political analyst Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University in England speaking with Studio 7's Ntungamile Nkomo. Zimbabwe's war veterans of the 1970s say they will continue to back their leader, Christopher Mchangwa, who was recently recalled from parliament by President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party following his attacks on the Generation 40 faction of the party, alleged to be trying to pave the way for First Lady Grace Mugabe to succeed the aged president. They say nobody will stop them from discussing succession issues in the party. Mchangwa was initially suspended from the ruling party after he was accused of fanning factionalism. His war veterans group recently pledged support for protesters calling for social, economic and political transformation in Zimbabwe. Some of the war veterans say they want the president to step down, claiming that he is now a liability to Zimbabweans. Reporter Patricia Mudadigwa has more details.
In a highly charged meeting at Railton Sports Club in Harare, the war veterans declared that they are fully behind Mchangwa despite his sacking from parliament and cabinet. The war veterans alleged that Mchangwa is being victimized for speaking against corruption. Spokesperson for the National Liberation War Veterans Association, Douglas Maia, told Studio 7 their leadership has been victimized over the years for speaking against corruption. Maia claimed that Zimbabwe's ministers are all corrupt.
We have talked about corruption, and not one corrupt person has ever been suspended or fired from ministerial positions. And the most corrupt people are those in the ministerial position. Next to every one of them has got a deal, a corrupt deal from his ministry.
There was no immediate government reaction over these allegations. Maia said the war veterans are also angry because despite the so-called Great Indaba they held a couple of months ago with their patron, President Robert Mugabe, all the resolutions made at the event have not yet been implemented. He said if ZANU-PF is sidelining them because they are now being seen as senior citizens, then all old people in the party should leave.
We discussed after 3 days of deliberation at the Indaba about our welfare, about the state of the party, about the heritage. Nothing has changed. So what does that mean? It means we're no longer relevant. But if we are no longer relevant because we are old, so everyone who is old must go. If it is about the age, then how do we become irrelevant? And yet others remain there who are very old, older than us.
Abraham Tsikwa, a Mashonaland East representative, suggested to the meeting that war veterans should boycott this year's Heroes Day celebrations to be held next month as a protest over the way the government is treating them.
We are just suggesting that we should boycott Heroes celebration. There is no use why we should celebrate that Heroes. After all this suffering, which we war veterans we are doing together with our masses, people are suffering. My queues, my banks, queues everywhere. People are suffering. Saka, what is there to celebrate? Nothing. It's mocking the dead people.
Another war veteran, Hoyin Bila, vice chairperson of Harare Province, said war veterans have been marginalized and ill-treated for too long. Bila encouraged the war veterans to take the government head-on.
We have been neglected. We have been marginalized. We are a vulnerable group of people. If you look at the history from 1980, all we have done is to hold meetings, which are not achieving anything. And we are fooled by the government just to make promises. And we have been living for the past 36 years relying on hope. And we are saying that should come to an end. Enough is enough. And Mutsangwa is not going to go anywhere.
A female war veteran who only wanted to be identified as Neanda Nyakasikana said while they support President Mugabe and would back him in the 2018 presidential election, they are disturbed by the continuous firing of their leadership.
The main issue is the firing of Chris Mutango as our chairman after we democratically elected him. So people are trying to understand whether this act of firing Chris is because he did something wrong or is it because some people want to decapitate us.
The war veterans allege that corruption by government ministers has brought the country to its knees. Dennis Lovu, another war veteran, stressed that they want government to take stern measures against all corrupt state officials.
As war veterans, we are saying all those people who are involved in corruption, they must be hanged. It's simple, they must be shot. Actual firing squad, they must go to a firing squad.
The war veterans also called for an end to victimization over speaking out on President Mugabe's succession. They claimed they have the right to speak on who they want to take over when Mr. Mugabe leaves office. The war veterans meeting, which is still underway, will come up with a communique on the actions they will take over the isolation by ZANU-PF government. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
Employer and labor organizations today piled pressure on President Mugabe's government to address the country's economic problems in a bid to reduce cases of the trafficking of Zimbabwean workers. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Addressing a one-day conference on migration trends for domestic workers from Africa to the Arab states held in Harare today, Hapolang Pororo, who is the International Labour Organization country director for Zimbabwe and Namibia, said Zimbabwe should address its economic situation urgently in order to put a stop to the trafficking of its workforce.
We recall the Kuwait situation, which brought to the eyes of many in the country the not-so-green pastures for some of the Zimbabweans that had sought employment in Kuwait. To fully understand the circumstances that led to this unfortunate situation requires that one has a full picture of migration governance systems in Asia, particularly in the Gulf states, with their kafala system. Under the kafala system, a migrant worker's immigration status is legally bound to an individual employer or sponsor for their contract period. It is such kinds of systems, whether formal or informal, documented or undocumented, and or legal or illegal, that give rise to ILO action to protect migrant workers and particularly migrant domestic workers.
Pororo's remarks come at a time when an estimated 200 women were reportedly trafficked to Kuwait on the guise of being offered lucrative employment. Some of them were allegedly abused by their employers. Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe Executive Director John Mufukare echoed Pororo's sentiments.
Probably things got so bad in Zimbabwe that people could be fooled by any promise of anything at all. Because for people to get themselves in a situation where you are going to an unknown country to do an unknown job can only be described as an act of desperation.
A representative of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, Jokonia Mahoba, said many Zimbabwean workers were going abroad in search of greener pastures as a result of the country's underperforming economy. He added that economies of countries affected by brain drain usually get weaker every day if authorities do not find ways of addressing the economic plunge.
Since the past decade, economies in Southern Africa, particularly in Zimbabwe and Lesotho, have deteriorated, causing the majority of workers, including domestic workers in these countries, to migrate to South Africa and other war-to-do countries. Generally, domestic workers are exposed to various forms of exploitation and vulnerabilities, especially when they migrate without proper documentation.
Permanent Secretary in the Labour Ministry, Ngoni Masoka, said authorities were doing all they can to ensure that the country's economy gets back on track.
My ministry is set to finalize consultations on the National Labour Migration Policy Framework before it is tabled in Cabinet. The policy framework mainly seeks to enhance labor migration governance to ensure that Zimbabwean migrant workers have access to decent work, including through greater monitoring of private employment agencies.
Masoka also told Studio 7 that 13 Zimbabwean women arrived in the country today following their repatriation from Kuwait, where they went in search of work as domestic workers but were later abused. This brings the number of Zimbabwean women repatriated from Kuwait to 102 this year alone. The meeting was attended by delegates from government, ILO, ZCTU, MCOS, International Organization for Migration, and others. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
The relationship between religion and the HIV epidemic has not always been healthy, but at the ongoing International AIDS Conference in South Africa, activists and some religious figures say they're trying to patch things up and work together against AIDS. At the conference taking place in Durban, religious leaders are trying to make room for God in the fight against the virus as the clergy held regular interfaith sessions. Critics say the Catholic Church has marginalized millions of people who need help and acceptance, basing their positive HIV status on poor morals.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 meter wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up, we'll take a closer look at the role that social media has played in Zimbabwe's political processes, like the protests. But first, a look at regional. And international news. Turkey says it will suspend the European Convention on Human Rights during the three-month state of emergency it declared to purge perpetrators of last week's failed coup. Division instead of unity was a dominant narrative at the Republican National Convention today, as Texas Senator Ted Cruz's criticisms of presidential nominee Donald Trump spilled over into the final day of the four-day event. Speaking to his home state delegation Thursday at the convention in the Midwestern city of Cleveland, Ohio, Cruz said he will not cast his presidential vote for Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, but declined to say if he will vote for Trump. He said he was not in the habit of supporting people who attack his wife and father, adding that he refuses to act like, quote, a servile puppy. During a grueling campaign for the Republican presidential nomination, Trump launched personal attacks against Cruz's wife, Heidi, and father, Raphael. Cruz's remarks followed his Wednesday's convention speech that drew boos when he failed to include a clear endorsement for Trump. Cruz was one of the last competitors in the contentious race for the nomination, during which Trump nicknamed him Lying Ted. Republican presidential nominee Trump is set to address the convention this evening with a view of uniting the party before the November election. Studio 7's Chioneso Jani speaks with VOA's Sahabu Aliu, who is attending the convention, about Cruz's move to rock the Republican Party.
The whole audience expects to hear from Mr. Donald Trump, who is the nominee, to deliver a speech to accept his nomination as the candidate for the Republican Party in the upcoming general election in November. This is primarily the biggest event for today.
From the reactions of the audience, did Ted Cruz confuse the Republican supporters?
Well, to some extent, yes, because there's a simmering differences within the camps of the Republican Party. But this year, the division is very prominent, and especially during the campaign, it almost became personal between him and Donald Trump. So a lot of the Republicans assumed that this is going to be a makeover, and so they will kiss and move on, but it didn't happen. However, Ted Cruz, in reaction to the reaction he got from the audience and the hierarchy of the Republican Party, said he had beforehand told Donald Trump that he is not going to specifically endorse it.
What is the impact of Ted Cruz's move on the Republican Party?
It just says that all is not well within the camps. Especially he is the next to Donald Trump in terms of vote, not significant in terms of delegates, but at the same time, he was the one that at least challenged Donald Trump. So it means his supporters may decide not to vote for Donald Trump. His supporters may decide to stay home.
What do you think Cruz meant when he said, vote your conscience?
With that statement, he's telling the people that they are still free. They are not bound to vote for Trump, which means there's no loyalty. They vote for their conscience regardless of party affiliation.
That was VOA's Sahabu Aliyu of VOA's House of Service speaking with Studio 7's Chioneso Ojani from Cleveland, Ohio. Now, Dan Moyo of the MDCT tells Studio 7's Chioneso Ojani that Zimbabweans should emulate what is taking place at the Republican Convention in terms of freedom of speech.
There seems to be some division within the Republican Party because we noticed yesterday Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, who was also contesting the presidential nomination, did not endorse the eventual leader, Donald Trump. So that speaks volumes about the unity within the Republican Party.
Are these conventions similar to what happens in Zimbabwe?
Not at all. In Zimbabwe, usually we have what we call congresses within parties where they elect their officials. But we don't have a similar system as we're seeing in the U.S. where you have a number of potential candidates running against each other during the primary process, which then culminates in the convention that eventually nominates the candidate that will run for the party.
Is there anything which Zimbabweans can learn from the Republicans' party convention?
Well, they can learn that the voice of the people is important, because even though Donald Trump is not popular among a lot of the Republicans, nonetheless, he was voted by the people during the primary process, and therefore the will of the people has to be respected. I think in general, Zimbabweans have to learn a lot about democracy, about freedom of speech, freedom of association, and being able to air your views without fear that the police will knock at your door. We are lacking that in Zimbabwe. And hence we have remained behind, and freedom has remained an illusion.
That was Dan Moyo of the MDCT speaking with Studio 7's Chioneso Ojani. Some Zimbabweans are known to be tech-savvy, and of late they have been using social media in an effort to effect social, political and economic transformation in the country. Protests staged by citizens like Pastor Evan Mawarire of the hashtag This Flag Movement and Tajamuka campaign appear to have been spearheaded through social media like Facebook and Twitter and the messaging application WhatsApp. This appears to have unsettled the government, as Zimbabwe's Information Technology Minister Super Mandiwa Nzira is being quoted by a South African news organization as warning the country's social media users that their phones can be tracked if they spread messages that President Mugabe's government deems abusive. But Mandiwa Nzira is on record as saying that the government will not block social media like in some authoritarian states. Is social media a tool for effecting political transformation in Zimbabwe? For perspective, Studio 7's Gibbs Dube reached Nigel Magamu of 263 Chat, an award-winning Zimbabwe media company, encouraging dialogue using social media, guest blogs, live events, and providing training and social media strategies, and Kolwani Nyati, editor of the Independent Standard newspaper. Nyati says social media is playing a critical role in enhancing the necessary transformation in Zimbabwe, though at times such media can be destructive.
You know, what has happened in Zimbabwe is that due to the economic situation and the restrictive media laws that we have very few official media channels. And because of social media, people have found channels outside the mainstream media. And social media is a wider reach than the media. The difference with mainstream media and social media is that there's that feedback aspect. It's no longer one way. People can exchange messages. They can generate their own stories that they debate on social media. And this means that information travels much faster, and there's a lot of freedom in that space. And this is why maybe it's easier for activists to push through their messages than with the traditional media.
Mr. Mugamu, do you think that social media is actually having an impact in terms of Zimbabwe's politics?
I think it is. Just watching the ruling party and their reaction to what is taking place. This flag initially, I remember about a month ago, was, it's just this social media thing. It's not going to go anywhere. And all of a sudden, we started to see people recording videos from beyond the urban areas. So something caught on. I think that our leaders didn't expect this thing, this flag and this movement, as it were, to grow. And it's grown. Now, there's a funeral this week, and the president himself mentioned Pastor E by name to say, look, this guy, and this is what's going on. So that tells me that they're paying attention. I've spoken to a number of people who work for the state media who've often said, you know, they often believed that they controlled the media by the sheer fact that they have control of TV and a lot of the radio and obviously have a presence in print. And they, you know, I was talking to one gentleman and he told me that they thought they knew how people felt. But what's happened is social media has shown them that there's this other side. And like what my brother here is saying is there's this feedback mechanism. I can tweet something. I can put something on Facebook. I can share it on Instagram. I can share it on WhatsApp. And I can communicate and dialogue with others. And we can discuss this thing in real time. And that's the beauty of social media. So, look, it's here to stay. And we wait to see what happens with their reaction.
But, Mr. Nyati, you know, there are dangers here, especially when people start cooking things. So what are the primary dangers, you know, in using social media in Zimbabwe in terms of promoting these protests and all those kind of things?
You know, there's always that danger in an environment where information is restricted. People end up speculating. Like today, you know, in the past 2 days, the government hasn't paid civil servants. And there are a lot of notices that are flying around where people are announcing that several paid days for civil servants. And in the end, you don't know what's true. I mean, when there's a vacuum, people come up with all sorts of things to fill the vacuum. And that is one of the first challenges about social media. With the first day away, there were, you know, people sending each other messages on how to make petrol bombs and such things. So that's when social media is those consequences that are not intended, you know. It's for a good cause, but they can also be dangerous.
Mr. Mugamu, the state has been, you know, talking a lot to the effect that your message can be actually monitored. Is that possible?
I've spoken to experts in particular with particular focus on WhatsApp, and I've also asked the question because you know I've always felt that WhatsApp is a safe space, and what I've understood is these are threats, and WhatsApp is encrypted. So as long as you and I are communicating with each other, and you've got the most up-to-date WhatsApp, and I've got the most up-to-date WhatsApp on my phone, you should be fine. If you leave your phone. Of course, with Facebook and Twitter and others, these are all based on your the way you access. So either you're on a tablet or some mobile device or your laptop, and if someone has access to those gadgets, then of course they can access your accounts. People always suggest that you must change your password every so often, just to keep people out of your account and safe. So. There are ways, but I think on social media, you just need to be aware that of the dangers of being on social media. There are hackers out there.
That was Nigel Mugamu of 263 Chat. You also heard from Kolwani Nyati, editor of the Standard newspaper. Both spoke with Studio 7's Gibbs Dubey. He is reminding you now to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. Today's hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Praxedis Jeremiah and Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye, will be talking with you listeners about the ongoing protests, not only in Zimbabwe now, but around the world. What impact do you think they're making on Zimbabwe? Please join the conversation by calling 001 202
001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Remember that we're also streaming live on Facebook, so please make sure that you join in the conversation that way. Quick recap of our top stories today. War veterans today backed sacked leader Chris Muchangwa, saying that they're prepared to face President Mugabe head on. And that's our news this evening. Thank you very much for tuning in. Please stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele, hosted by Ntungamile Nkomo. I'm Dimyake Mwakalyelye here in Washington, saying good night.
Siyabonga ndimi yake lichona njani mtwakazi. Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesine mhla ka 21 ngoNtulikazi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Wala mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Abalwa impi yenkululeko abangamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF bathi uMongameli Robert Mugabe sokumele asuke esihlalweni.
But thina ngokubona kwethu ukuthi khona sibekezele. Khathesi sesikubona ukuthi yitime ukuthi sibathele direct ukuthi hayi okwethu sesikufuna ngenkani. Asisafuni ukuthi sibele kusincenga ngoba siyakufa. Sizashiya abantwana behlupheka.
Umkhokheli webandla leMDCT uMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai udonselwa emthethwandaba phezu kodaba lokukhetha abanye abasekeli bakhe ababili.
Ye, kuyaphambanisa kakhulu ezemfundo ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi umuntu okuze asebenze kumele ukuthi ke indingo zakhe zomzimba esikubuza ngesilungu sithi ngama-basic needs kube kugcwalisekile.
Uhulumende sethule amalanga eholo lezisebenzi zakhe ezizaqala ukuhola imali yazo yalinyanga ngeviki ezayo kusiya kunyanga ezayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abalwa impi yenkululeko abangamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF bathi uMongameli Robert Mugabe sokumele asuke esihlalweni, njalo bathi basekela umkhokheli wabo uMnumzana Christopher Mutswangwa yena oxotshwe kubandla leZANU-PF kumalanga asanda kwedlula. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Comrade, shingisa moyo wako nokuti
ibithukuthele inkokheli yeZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association ngesikhathi ngenumhlangano wokubonisana okungenziwa ukulungisisa isimo kubandla elibusayo lakuhulumende. Bethi balelungelo lokutsho umbono wabo. Lumhlangano wenzelwe eRailton Club eHarare. Abalwa impi laba bathi sesifikile isikhathi sokuphumela ababusayo egcekeni ulungisiswe umonakalo wezomnotho, luqedwe udubo lokungathembeki lokukhethana ngemihlobo kanye lobunini. Bathi kabayindawo njengoba bengabanini bomhlangano weZANU-PF. Bembe phansi bethi akekho lamandla okuxotsha uMtshangwa owasuswa kusikhundla sokuba ngumphathintambo wabalwa impi kanye lokulahlekelwa isikhundla sakhe sokumela isigaba seNorton edalele ephalamende. Bengezelele bethi ukuxotshwa kwakhe kufana lokubaxotsha labo kubandla leZANU-PF. UMnumzana Elfas Chuma ungomunye wamalunga ekomidi evele kobulawayo, wembe phansi njengabanye bakhe ethi uMnumzana Mtshangwa uzaqhubeka engumkhokheli wabo.
Thina sile constitution ebhayinda imithetho yewar veterans. Owethu chairman ukhethwa kucongress, ukhitshwa icongress nxa singasamfuna, ukhitshwa yithi. Laba abakwenzile ephathini bakwenze ephathini, but thina uMtshangwa nguchairman wethu, size siye kucongress.
UMnumzana Zenzo Ncube waseMathebeleland North ongomunye wabakhokheli bamawovet ubegcwele utshiseka okhulu phezu kwesiphatho abasitholayo lanxa kuyibo abalwa ukuletha uzibuse.
Ngoba ngendlela okunje abaningi bethu njengami ngisilima ngalimala empini. Ngilimele empini ngangakwazi mina ngisuka ngale mpini ukuthi ngizasebenzela abantu ngale ndlela.
ngangicabanga ukuthi ngathatha ilizwe lami ngizaba ngumuntu obukekayo. Khathesi abantu abami abaningi abafundanga. Lami nginje ngangifundanga. Kodwa abantu bona abasebebusa khathesi, yiba sebebusa khathesi, yiba abantu bafundile. Sebesithathele umbuso. Yikho kubuhlungu kakhulu okokuqala emoyeni wami. Uze bambopha baze bambopha ngamaketani. Amaketani. Ubona sinje sigqoka namuntu uthi ngqoka ibhatshenali. Ngamandla kawunzi. Kodwa wagcine kufela kholoko.
Uncuba uthi umjangwa akufelayo ukuba ube sevula amehlo abalwa impi njengaye ukuba bathole okuzabaphilisa ngokuphatheka kwezomnotho. Lomhlangano ungenwe inkokheli yabalwa impi yenkululeko evele kungxazonke zelizwe ngenjongo yokuvunyelenwe kulokho okumele kwethulelwe inkokheli yelizwe. Abalwa impi yenkululeko laba bathi sesifikile isikhathi sokuba kulandelwe imithetho elukhuni ukujezisa abaphatheka kundaba zokungathembeki njengalokho okwenzakala kwele China lamanye amazwe angempumalanga. Okunye obekukhulunywa ngakho yimpumela yomhlangano owenziwa lomongameli Robert Mugabe ngenyanga kaMabasa okufana lokuba batholiswe indlela zokuphatheka kwezomnotho okulokhe kungakafezeki lalamhlanje. Ngimele Studio 7 ngise Harare ngingumevisi Gama.
Umkhokheli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai namuhla udonselwe emthethwandaba ngabasekeli bebandla lakhe abathi wephula isisekelo sebandla ngokukhetha umnumzana Nelson Chamisa lomnumzana Elias Mutsuri ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakhe. Abakweze udaba lolu emthethwandaba we-High Court ngomnumzana Patson Morimoga lomnumzana George Rice. Ababili laba bathi uTsvangirai kalamandla okukhetha abasekeli bakhe. Bathi lo ngumlando wabasekeli bebandla abamele bawenze emhlanganweni weCongress. Igqwetha labo umnumzana Zivanai Macharaga uthi bafuna idale leHigh Court lesule isinqumo sikaTsvangirai lesi. Abasolwa kulolu daba ngomnumzana Tsvangirai ngokwakhe uChamisa Mutsuri lomgcini sihlalo webandla umnumzana Lovemore Moyo. Ukukhethwa kukaChamisa lo Mutsuri kutsho ukuthi uTsvangirai selabasekeli abathathu abagoqela obevele ekhona unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe. Abasekela uMakhuphe bathukuthele njalo bathi kabavumelani lesinqumo sikaTsvangirai. Abanye ngabasola uTsvangirai besithi wathatha lesi sinqumo engelabo abanye abakhokheli abamqoka ababalisa uMakhuphe unobhala jikelele umnumzana Douglas Monzora, isikhulumeli sebandla umnumzana Obed Gudu, lomqoqi wenhlelo zebandla umnumzana Bednico Bebe labanye. Igqwetha likaTsvangirai umnumzana Innocent Chagonda utshele iStudio 7 Uchale Studio 7 ukuthi bawemukele amaphepha okumangalelwa kukaTsvangirai ngumurimoga Lorice. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume ingcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
Ngibona ngani mina udaba lolu umnumzana Tsvangirai ufaka ibandla lakhe ebuzibeni obukhulu engingaboniyo ukuthi bebudingakala yini, ngoba phela ukuthi alwisane lokuthi abe labasekeli ababili ibandla lakhe kungela ukuvumelana okumgceke. Bengingaboni ukuthi kungabe kusenza ukuthi kudingakala ukuthi akuphathe ngaleyo ndlela kumbe abulethe lobu buzima kubandla lakhe.
Sesingabona leli bandla lidabuka phakathi njalo na njengesesike sakubona ngaphambilini.
Ye, ngibone ngani singafika kuleso sibange sokuthi ibandla lingadabuka phakathi, ngoba vele kukhanya ukuthi kulokudonselana okukhulu phakathi kwabantu bebandla le-MDCT abakhanya kulabanye abakuqembu likasisekelo somkhokheli uMakhuphe lelinye iqembu eliku-president uMr Tsvangirai. Ngibona ngani khonokho kungenza ukuthi kube lokudabuka phakathi nxa sikhangela njalo izitshengiselo ebezisenziwa kobulawayo ebezingane zenza ukuthi
umakhophe akhanye engani laye ulamali lanyana khona kungenza ukuthi kube labantu iqembu elingapha kuye libe ngani likhulu njalo libe lokuthi ukukhaleli kwenzayo ngokuthi Mr. Tsvangirai usebenze ngendlela engekho constitution ye party ukhanye ngani kuyazizwakala ebantwini njalo sokufika ngokuthi i court izakuthi ngibona ngani mina impumela ye high court izabe isegcekela ukuthi hayi umnumzane Tsvangirai ube ngafanelanga enze lokhu asekwenzile
sesike sabona ngaphambilini umthethwandaba usala ukungenela kundaba ze MDC ubona uluphatha yini loludaba
ufanele uluphathe loludaba okwenzakala ukuthi nxa kuyikuthi umthethwandaba usebenzelana lezanu njalo ucabanga ukuthi lungalungiswa kungenza ukuthi i-MDC ibe lokhu isala igxekiseka umthethwandaba ungamane uqhubeka usithi hhayi kasifuni ukuluphatha udaba ngibone ngani kuyinto engenzakala futhi njalo ngalesi sikhathi
umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda yingcwethi kwezombusazwe sixoxelaye ekwelebhilithani uhulumende uthi izisebenzi zakhe ezilokho zingakatholi iholo lalinyanga zizaqala ukuhola mhla ka-25 kuqala ngabakubutho belandelwa ngodokotela labongi mhla ka-27 amapolisa abuye mhla ka-29 kuthi ababalisi bona bazahola mhla ka-2 ngenyanga ezayo. Ezinye izisebenzi zizahola mhla ka-6 ngoNcwabakazi kuthi abakumpentsheni bona bahole mhla ka-12 ngenyanga efanayo. Sixhume isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yababalisi i-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Umnumzana Vusumuzi Mahlangu yena othi ababalisi bathukuthele ngokuphuza kweholo labo.
Okuvelayo kuvelela kubabalisi ukuthi ke kabathabanga ngalokho sokwenzakele ngoba kuzadala ukuthi babe lenhlupho eziningi ezigoqela ukuthi ke siyananzelela ukuthi ababalisi abaningi bebethethe izikwelede emabhenki ongokuthi kumele zibhadalwe ekupheleni kwenyanga yonale. Nxa sekudluliselwa phambili kudala ukuthi ke kube lamanye ama-interest azafakwa kuleyo mali okumele bayibhadale. Kungakho ke konke lokhu ke kudala ukuthi ke kube lokuxokozela kubabalisi bekhangelela ukuthi kumele bahole kuyona linyanga.
Sike sabona izisebenzi zikahulumende zikhalala umsebenzi kumaviki edluleyo. Linyathelo elilakho ukulithatha njalo nale linjengababalisi?
Kungaba linyathelo elingathathwa ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi umqashi wethu uzwa ngcono nxa ukuthi abantu basebenza ngaleyo ndlela. Xa ukuthi singasakhalalanga umsebenzi sibona ngani kuthiwa umqashi wethu kakuzwisisi njalo ulima luzwayo mbona ngani kuthiwa yilo lokukhalala umsebenzi. Konke lokhu kungaba ngokunye esingakwenza kodwa ke kayisikho kodwa okungenziwa amacebaza abuya okwenzela ukuthi ke basinanzelele lathi njengezisebenzi ezilemlando ethize okumele ziyifeze ngemali leyo.
Ukhona ukuphuza kweholo lenu ungathi kuphazamisa njani ezemfundo?
Ye, kuyaphambanisa kakhulu ezemfundo ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi umuntu okuze asebenze kumele ukuthi ke indingo zakhe zomzimba esikubuza ngesilungu sithi ngama basic needs kube kugcwalisekile. Kungakho ke nxa ukuthi ke umbalisi uhamba emsebenzini elambile ehamba ngenyawo engabhadalanga zonke imfanelo okumele azibhadale okunjengezikweleti lalokhu yalokhuyana. Konke lokho kudala ukuthi ke angasebenzi kuhle. Esingakulinganisa ukuthi ke nxa esefika eklasini akasafezi umsebenzi wakhe njengoba akufanele awufeze. Konke lokho kuza dingisela kakhulu kumpumela yama zeminisini zaqhakathekileyo njengawe olevel lawe A-level.
Umnumzana Vusumuzi Mahlangu isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yababalisi i-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe sixoxela ekobulawayo. Ngesikhathi impi yokulwisana lokumemetheka komkhuhlane wengculaza ilokhu iqina ukuthi umuntu azi ngesimo sakhe ngenye yezinto esaziqhakathekiswa kakhulu. Lokhu sokwenze amankampani amaningi adinga indlela zokuhlola igazi ezikhipha impumela phakathi kwemizuzu emilutshwana. UBenedict Nhlapo ukhangela eminye yalimichina esikhange abanengi emhlanganweni we-HIV and AIDS World Conference oqhutshelwa eDurban kwele South Africa.
Ukuhamba umango omude umuntu esiya eklinika afika thatha isikhathi ehlolwa igazi abeselinda kwamalanga kumba amaviki elindele ukuthi impumela iyeqinisekiswa imichini emikhulu yikho obekusenza emuvale ukulwiswa komkhuhlane wengculaza uhambe ngesiqubu sonwabu. Ngokwamanje sekulendlela ezintsha ezikhipha impumela khonapho okuyizo esezithathekisa abaningi. Enye yazo yile ebizwa ngokuthi Advanced Quality Anti-HIV Test. UDr. Thandeka Khoza owenhlanganiso ye-North Star Alliance uthi basebenzisa le indlela kubatshayeli bamaroli adabula amazwe kanye lalabo abathengisa imizimba.
So manje sikwazi ukuthi siwenze yonke into ngaleso sikhathi ufike sikuhlole ngaso leso sikhathi sithole ukuthi mhlambe unayo yini ingculaza noma cha mase sazi sifike sikuhlole ngaleso futhi leso sikhathi ukuthi yena amasosha akangakanani egazini.
Uthi nengi lithanda khona ukuthi akusekho ukuthi umuntu uzalinda ntolontolo impumela enhlolisiso ingakaphumi.
Awu bayithakazelela kakhulu o driver nje bayabuya abanconcoze babonge ukuthi siyabonga ngoba le zinto siyibeke la abamakhona umuntu la aphumula khona mhlawumbe usalinde iload yakhe ukuthi ifike siyakwazi ukuthi umuntu simhlole simenzele yonke into ngaleso sikhathi.
Ezinye indlela esifana le Western blot le Airborne zihle setshenziswe uqinisekisa ukuthi impumela yakuqala yiyo yini ngempela. Indlela ezintsha lezi ziyasiza njalo lalabo abangafuni ngitsho lo dokotela azi isimo sabo kwezengculaza. Kulaba ke sekulomtshina owe-Ora Quick In-Home Oral HIV Test umuntu angawusebenzisa eyedwa endlini yakhe. Iningi lasebeke basebenzisa limtshina iningi layo esahlolisiswa bayayincoma okwamagama. Unkosazana Siphelele Khanyile osebenzise ezinye zalezi nhlelo ezinye zazo ezilokhu zisahlolisiswa uthi zenza kube lula ukuthi umuntu ayihlolwa.
Emakliniki kubanjwa ama-queue abantu bagcina abadikile ahambe angasazenzanga zonke izinto. Onesi bevele benyamalala le nto le right kabi good and nice kakhulu.
Isizalwane sakwele South Africa unkosazana Zanele Mthembu yena uthi uyithandile laye.
Ku-right ngasingahlali kukhona sonke isikhathi siyakujabulela.
Ngokwamanje inkampani ye-Alere eyincitshi kwezemitshini yokuhlola iphakathi kokuthola imvume yokuthi uqale kusetshenziswa umtshina wayo we-Alere HIV Combo weneliza ukubona igciwane egazini loba umuntu esanda kulithola kanye lasezinganeni esanda kuzalwa. Mele Studio 7 eDurban kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Ozamela ibandla lama Republicans ukukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump ukhangelelwe ukwethula amazwi yakhe okwamukela ukukhethwa kwakhe namuhla emhlanganweni omkhulu webandla leli iconvention oqhutshelwa edolobheni leCleveland. Izolo kube lezikhulumi ezimbalwa ezibalisa indodana kaTrump uEric yena oke wasolwa kakhulu ngabanye ngemva kokuya eZimbabwe lapho adubula khona indlovu. Abanye abakhulumileyo bagoqela abancintisana loTrump kukhetho lokudinga ozamela ibandla lama-Republicans ababalisa umnumzana Ted Cruz yena oyale ukutshela lomhlangano ukuthi uzasekela uTrump wasuka esehozwa ngabantu. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele sizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala khonapha eMelika umnumzana Muzobanzi Ncube ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Uyabona, ngombono wami mina ngibona iconvention le eyama-Republican eCleveland inhlekisa kakhulu, ingcwaba ngcoza sivili, ngoba isikhathi sokuthi khathesi ama-Republicans wonke nga ayabambana ngemuva kuka-Donald Trump onguye okumele okhethwe ukuthi khona akhokhele. Kodwa siyabona ukuthi sokugcine kwaba yi-comedy sivili, sokuyinhlekisa ngoba abakhulu bakhona abanye ama-Republicans abuya afika khona phana ku-convention afike enza ukutshengisela izinto ezingakhanyi ukuthi zihamba njani. And siyabona Ted Cruz onguye senator we-Texas lapha onguye owayekhankasa laye lo Donald Trump wehluleke khona lokuthi khona am-endose uDonald Trump etshengisa ukuthi khona hhayi mayuyu konke lokhuyane esasilwa ngakho sokwedlule kathe sokuyisikhathi sokuthi sibambane as ama Republicans.
Ya kodwa nxa sikhangele khona okwenzakalayo ungathini uqathanisa lokwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Ubuhle bakhona mnumzana Gande ikuthi okwemelika lapha lo manje kulokuphikisana okuthize, kodwa siyabona ukuthi lokho kulenhlonipho nje yedemocracy ukuthi amalungelo abantu lokho ebewaphathe kuhle sivili kungelabudlwangudlwangu lobuyana esibaziyo beZimbabwe, ukumapholisa achaya abantu into ze-intimidation lezi ezokwethusela ukuthi abantu bengavotela omnye umuntu.
Umnumzana Muzobanzi Ncube isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala khonapha eMelika ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 esedolobheni leVirginia. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Abachuchisi bomthethwandaba wakwele South Africa owagweba ogijima ngenyawo zokuzibazela u-Oscar Pistorius okweminyaka eyisithupha bathi bazawethula isikhalazo sabo emthethwandaba esokuthi isigwebo lesi sincinyane kakhulu. Izizalwane zeSyria sezisungule umkhankaso wokutshengisela zisola ukubhonjwa kwelizwe lazo zindizamtshina zomanyano okhokhelwa iMelika esezibulale abantu abedlula amakhulu amahlanu edolobheni Lemon Beach. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Ukutshengisela kwabantu belandela inkuthazo yabemkhankaso esikhona kulezi nsuku egoqela owe this flag okhokhelwa ngumfundisi Ivan Mawarire eleta jamuka sesijikile sokuqhele kwafika la kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe agoqela uSouth Africa khonapha eMelika, eNgilandi, eCanada la kwamanye amazwe. Umbuzo okona ngothi amabandla ezombusazwe wona angapi? Adlala ndima bani kutshengiseleni ukusola okwenzakala eZimbabwe? Ukuhlaziya konke lokho uPraxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uxuxele ngcwethi ezilwela ilungelo labesifazana uNkosazana Samukeliso Khumalo kanye lonkosikazi Patricia Chabalala onguye osungula lingxoxo.
Ungakhangela kunje sesiswele izimali zona ezokuthi sibhadale amarenti, amaloja namalendlozi bathwalisana nzima baqotshana ezindaweni ngoba bayehluleka ukubhadala irenti amaloja ngokuba akulamanti lelizweni. Yikungahlaliseki kokuqala okuhlukuluze isizwe saseZimbabwe.
Kube lokutshengisela okuthile Makhumalo. Kodwa ke ukutshengisela lokhu kuqoqwe ngabomkhankaso we this flag omfundisi Ivan Mawarire labota jamuka. Amabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo wona angapi?
Uyazi sivile sile nkinga enkulu kakhulu ngisabalale sekukhulumile khonoko ukuthi ama-political parties ethu vele wona aconcentrate entweni zokuthungamela bayalwa bona bodwa khona ngalesi sizwe. Uzafica ukuthi i-focus yabo kayikho ebantwini, i-focus yabo it's on leadership. So uzafica ukuthi uMawarire labanye ama-social movements angabe esekhona akhuluma ngezinto ezihlupha abantu, ukudla ama-salaries ama-civil servants, i-corruption, bayaqamba ama-problems a-affect abantu, hathi into ze-leadership lezi esizibona ama-political party.
Kwenziweni-ke njengoba nanku sokutshengiselwe, kodwa-ke akula bantu abacacileyo abahamba bayekhuluma bayengeja lo hulumende.
Engibona kuqakathekile okufuna kwalo ukuthi kwenzakale ukuthi-ke ama-parties wonke be it ama-political party, i-civic society, ama-business, abesintwana bonke bafome a national dialogue kuhanje kuyekhulunywa labathungameli laba ukuthi no abantu nxa begijima ezitridini it's not because bafuna ukubakhipha embusweni, it's because bafuna ukuthi balalelwe ba-address ama-problems kababonini ukuthi ilizwe liyabhebha.
Angazuza amabandla la akhangabezombangazwe babe umkhaba kaphephaka kuNkulunkulu lasemhlabeni ngoba akabambani babhizi bayaka okuphela ukuthi baze behluleke ukuncedisa ababandeli babo ngoba ababandeli abaningi bebethembe i-opposition kakhulu engikhanga bebe ukuthi ngakuhlabe phansi amakamzalo besuzikushota ethimakhe kuhlabe phansi kubanjwane kubonakala ukuthi kuyakhulunyiswana ngokuthi ibizwe libisebesimeni ngoba iqiniso elithekeleyo iZimbabwe phakathi kwegodi iyangcwatshwa nje ngcwatshwa mbijana mbijana.
Sibona uNkosazana Thokozani Khuphi nguye obe ngumsekeli kamkhokheli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Changirai. Kodwa-ke ngeviki ephelileyo usekhetha abasekeli ababili ukuze babe bathathu abasekeli bakhe. Kutsho yini ukuthi akalathemba lo Makhuphi?
Siyakhona yena kayicacanga nxa sesikubala emanyuziphepheni ukuthi abanye bebengekho kusenziwa leyo disc. Sokungani uMakhuphi kalawa amandla kumbe kakwanisi sekufanele afakelwe abanye abantu ukuthi bamncedise. So hayi mina kungihambanga kuhle lokhu kukaMakhuphi ngoba mbona sengazathi sibuyele emuva kakhulu ama-political parties la alokhu ekhangelela omama phansi njalo. And nxa uMakhuphi nxa ngingala capacity kanti indaba bengamncedisa ukuthi abe layo i-capacity yakhona abe ngu-president.
Majabalala, umbono wakho?
Kuphambanisekile kakhulu othangirayi baphambanisile yikho kwenza ubone kuyala kuvambana sokuphuma u-PTP sokuphuma abani ngoba omunye umuntu thize uyaphonga ukuveza umbono wakhe afake izinqumo zakhe. Mina kangiboni ukuthi kungaba kuhle kakhulu lokhu kuzalibhidliza ngamandla ibandla leli le-opposition ngoba uMakhuphi kakusikho ukuthi kakwanisi uyakwanisa bebatincedisa lokho okokuthi yena sefakela abanye laba ababili abangobaba ngithi omama kusihlamba basithethisile kakhulu ngoba lathi besikhangelela ukuthi silo mama othize laye onebe ibandla thize sibe lojoyce mjuru laye onebe ibandla thize ngoba siyakukhabela lathi ukuthi omama babe sezikhundleni zona ziyane ziphezulu.
Yeah.
And njalo futhi ngifuna ukungezela khonapho ngithi uyabona uMakhuphi ubemela isigaba se-Midlands leMathebeleland. So ukususwa kwakhe laphana kutho ukuthi at the end of the day uzafica ukuthi akusela representation phela yama-regions lawa and njalo why ufica abantu abavela emaswingi obebabili kuyiba abafakwayo laphana kungabhalansa at least kukhanye ukuthi i-devolution yethu le yasebenza nxa sekula ma-vice president awomathathu lo president bebe yi-4 ku-executive kutho ukuthi phela ama-region angu-4 kumele ukuthi at least ngayarepresenta laphana.
Lo nguNkosazana Samukeliso Khumalo obexoxa endawonye loNkosikazi Patricia Chabalala velo Praxis Dis Jeremiah we Studio 7.
Lamlela ndwandwe
Lamlela
ndwandwe
Lamlela
Lamlelo amshweshwe
Lamlela nampaba fobembula.
Kuhlelo lwezemaphandleni inamuhla ngisemanama eGwanda njalo ngixoxa lesakhamuzi umnumzana Aubrey Moyo. Mnumzana Moyo, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi, ngiyamukelekile sibili.
Ye, kunjani emanama baba?
Hayi, emanama kuyakutshisa, kuyaqanda njalo ekuseni.
Umumo wendlala wona umi njani?
Hayi, indlala sibhahile, siqalile sibili. Okuthi hayi, abanye abantu sebesidla kanye kuphela.
Emasimini alizange lithole lutho ngitsho?
Hayi, emasimini abanye nje mbitshana okungatsho lutho. Yibo abangani batholathola kodwa ezulu lelele labuye bemuva okuthi vela kulast inyanga.
Inhlelo zikahulumende ezifana le-Food for Work alikaziboni yini?
Hayi, inhlelo ze-Food for Work azikabi khona. Okuke kwaba khona lokho kwabadala over 60 years nakho kungathathi bonke kuthatha nje kulixekane okungatsho lutho.
Bephiwa okunganani abadala imuli bithola okunganani?
Okuyi-50 kg ngumumbu yazigayisela.
Akula mafutha kumbe indumba?
Hayi, akula, ayithebo akula.
Nxa belalele abakahulumende labenhlanganiso eziphathisa abalambayo ungathanda ukubatshiyela wapha amazwi?
Amazwi engingathanda ukuthi ngibazise ukuthi umumo lo esikiwo unzima aluba ngabavumela lapho abahulumende bavumela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ngokuphangisa zisize abantu ngoba sikhangela abantu bonke ngoba lazo izisebenzi njengoba zingaholi so lazo ziyafuna ukuncediswa futhi so babe lokho bedonsadonsa kuza kuba nzima impilo ebantwini isinzima ayisayihle abazame sibili bangakhangela ukuthi khona kulomba ngazo kubento bani kodwa bona abakhangela ukusiza abantu edukweni lo lesikilo.
Hayi, bekukuhle kuba lawe kuhlelo umoyo, siyabonga.
Hayi, ngiyabonga sibili, suku zonke ngale yahlala limbamba.
Hayi, siza kwenza njalo ba.
Sure.
Veli lalele uhlelo lwezemaphandleni sixoxa lomnumzana Aubrey Moyo isakhamuzi semanama eGwanda asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Kwanelo kwalamhlanje mthwakazi sengilichiya kuLive Talk olivalelisayo ngontungamilinkomo lilale.